Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Another day, another spat between US President Donald Trump and Iran. We enter the weekend with Trump rejecting Iran's version of a draft deal with Washington, as Money Control reports. Earlier in the day, Indian stocks staged a strong relief rally as renewed hopes of a final US-Iran peace deal eased concerns over oil prices. Paras Bisht reports that the Sensex jumped nearly 2.3% and the Nifty reclaimed 23,600 as Brent futures fell as much as 5%. The market's rally added nearly 10 lakh crore rupees to investor wealth, marking the biggest single session gain in a month. The rupee surged 77 pays to 95.08 against the dollar on the back of softer oil prices. By the time you read this, SpaceX will have made its debut on NASDAQ. The space tech company has raised $75 billion, making its founder, Elon Musk, the world's first trillionaire. Zoya Springwala has two stories diving into the world's most valuable listing. First, how SpaceX will attract billions in passive investments from its inclusion in prominent indices. Second, the prospect of SpaceX, OpenAI, and Anthropic joining the public markets has revived a familiar Wall Street concern, whether a surge in initial public offerings signals that the equity rally is nearing its peak. Inflation is ticking up again. Ishan Gera reports that retail inflation rose to 3.93% in May from 3.48% in April, the fifth straight monthly increase this year, driven by higher food prices, transport costs, and a surge in gold and jewelry prices. Also read Ishan's deep dive on what moved the inflation numbers. For full context, the India Meteorological Department is also expecting moderate to strong El Nino conditions during the June to September southwest monsoon season, reports Money Control. Elevated crude prices, monsoon risks, and a possible El Nino could strengthen the case for rate hikes later in FY27. Coca-Cola's biggest bottler in India is preparing for a surge in sales of zero-calorie drinks. Aishwarya Nair writes that SLMG Beverages expects zero-calorie beverages to nearly double their sales to 5-6% in FY27. The war in West Asia did not prompt a sudden shortage of Diet Coke, but a sudden spurt in demand, clarified SLMG's joint managing director, Paritosh Ladhani. Zepto's updated IPO documents have a few key metrics missing, making it difficult to easily assess its prospects. Aryaman Gupta writes that some of the industry's most widely tracked metrics, such as contribution margins, average order value, and monthly transacting users, are missing from the DRHP. This makes comparisons with other quick commerce platforms difficult. Read this with Aryaman's second piece on how Zepto's updated draft red herring prospectus has brought renewed attention to a question that has long hovered over India's e-commerce industry. How do foreign-funded companies participate in retail commerce while complying with foreign direct investment, FDI, rules that prohibit inventory-led e-commerce models? A startup incubated at IIT Madras has pipped big defense contractors with the lowest bid for a drone project. iHixur reports that Tunga Aerospace has beaten Adani Defense, Asteria Aerospace, and Garuda Aerospace, among others, to emerge as the lowest bidder to supply 78 high-altitude small unmanned aerial vehicle UAV systems for the Indo-Tibetan Border Police. India remained the second highest buyer of Russian oil in May, writes Arunima Bharadwaj. Purchases of Russian oil rose 6.6% in May to 4.8 billion euros, $5.55 billion. Rising fuel costs are reshaping the real estate market. Ashish Mishra writes that location, connectivity, and commute efficiency are moving to the center of housing demand. Deal closing cycles have become longer as home buyers are turning more cautious amid macroeconomic and geopolitical uncertainty. India's footprint in global shipping is growing, but so are the risks. Ishan Gera reports that India's seafarer workforce has more than doubled over the past decade to over 3.2 lakh,
even as fatalities and maritime incidents have risen sharply, a risk highlighted by the recent missile attack near Oman that killed 3 Indian crew members. And finally, 2026 is turning out to be a blockbuster year for Marathi cinema. Mariam Faruqi writes that Ritesh Deshmukh directed Raja Shivaji became the first Marathi movie to cross the 100 crore rupees mark in India. Another movie, Deul Band 2, has earned 62.9 crore rupees. Marathi movies have grossed more than 200 crore rupees at the box office in 2026, surpassing the full year collections of the past 3 years. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.